Our Bible. Shall we open our Bible in our text this morning in the book of Acts? There's two major texts or passages that we are going to ponder upon this morning in the book of Luke and the book of Acts. Both of them teach about the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, like resurrection, the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ is, I believe, the significant one also in the history of Christianity. As Zach Wolford said in his commentary, the ascension is the important link between Jesus' work on earth and his work in heaven, which begins with the ascension. You know, the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ was foretold in the Old Testament. It was expected in the New Testament, and it was fulfilled in the New Testament as well. It was foretold in Psalm 110, verse 1, that says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." And also, Jesus Christ expected it to happen. If you open your Bible in John chapter 20, verse 17, Jesus talking about this, Jesus said to her, that is Mary, he said, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God." Moreover, Dr. Luke recorded the fulfillment of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote in the book that carries his name, that is Luke chapter 24, and also in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Acts 9:11, as we read a while ago from verse 1 until 11. But I'm just going to read to you verses 9 to 11, the account of the ascension, the fulfillment of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, that which says, "Now, when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of the sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you taken up from you into heaven? Why do you stand gazing up, rather, into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will also come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.'" Brethren, it is necessary to note that the word ascend or ascension, before I go on, is come from the Greek word anabaino. It is a combination of two Greek words, which one ana, which means up, and then baino, which means to go. Combining these two words in English words, it would say to go up, which means this is the perfect words or description of what happened there in Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 24 and in Acts chapter 1. Acts 24:51 says, he was parted from them and carried up in heaven. Also, Acts 1:9, he was taken up. He was anabaptized. He was ascended to heaven, and a cloud received him out of sight. Now, it was a dramatic event, seeing Jesus slowly, slowly disappearing to the cloud. It was a dramatic event in the lives of the disciples, in the lives of the believers at that time, that slowly, slowly, Jesus Christ disappearing from their eyes. It was a departing from the earth, and it is also an arrival to heaven. It was a physical disappearance of Jesus Christ to heaven, the ascension of Jesus Christ. But then, the theological question is this: what are the implications of Jesus' ascension? What are the importance of being Jesus back to where he was before? How important it is to us? It's a practical question for all of us. What does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? The ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, may I propose these four answers. Number one is that the ascension of Jesus assures us, assures me and you, of a place in heaven and his return someday. Because Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, we can assure of a place in heaven. And someday he will return to get us. We don't know when. Secondly, the ascension of Jesus fulfills his promise of Holy Spirit to empower the believers, to empower me and all of us. The ascension of Jesus Christ prepares the imparting of spiritual gifts or gifts among the believers. And lastly, the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ stamps God's approval of completed redemption story to redeem men from their sins. Now, let us discuss first, number one, the ascension of Jesus assures us of a place in heaven and his return. In John 14, verse 2 and 3 says, in my Father's house are many mansions. We can fit all of us there. Many mansions. Not just many rooms, but many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. But where I am, there you may be also. I believe, brothers and sisters of the Lord, we are experiencing the very best of God's blessings right now. To hear the word of God is just a blessing from him. I could tell you there's more of this because greater blessings still yet to come. And that is heaven. That is heaven. The best still yet to come. That is heaven. A place whom Jesus himself prepared for me and you. It is a custom made for me. It is a custom made for all of us, people who believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of our lives. I can assure that there's heaven up there because he went up ahead for me to welcome me someday. Right now, because of His ascension, He's waiting for me right there. That if He were going to get me right now, you know, I'm still young, but I have already minimal high blood. I take maintenance, but just half tablet, 2.5, you know. But in any case, I might collapse here, you know, as possible to you too. I might collapse here and right away, in the twinkle of an eye, paramedics cannot get, you know, cannot recover your life anymore. And then you're gone. But then, if that will happen at that moment, you know what? Because of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, He has been waiting for me there. He has been waiting for us there in heaven. In a place where there is no sorrow. There is no pain. There is no sickness. There is no death. There is no hospital. There is no crying. Heaven is a real place for those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Heaven is a place which 1 Peter said, reserved for you, that cannot fade away. Reserved in heaven for you alone. He ascended to heaven so that we could follow Him there to experience full consummation of our salvation. Yes, we are saved right now because we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, but the full consummation of our salvation is there, not here. Because from time to time, because of our carelessness, because of our sinfulness, we experience difficult life. But there in heaven, as I said, no more of this. Full consummation of our salvation. Oh, the song says, when we all get to heaven, what a rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus just right there in front of us, face to face, we'll sing. It's great victory. We'll shout victory in Jesus. That's heaven. Now, there are two possible ways that we could see Jesus right now or in the future. One is that, you know, if we die, then we ascend, going up, not down, up to heaven. And number two is that when Jesus Christ will come here right now, or whenever that is His return, the second coming, as it says here in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven, watch this, will come down in like manner. That means the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is very visible. I can see Him. You can see Him in like manner as He was ascended back to heaven. Oh, I can't wait for the day. But while waiting for that, let us just preach the word. B, number two is that the ascension of Jesus fulfills His promise of Holy Spirit to empower the believers. Because verses said, Luke chapter 24, verse 49, behold, I will send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power on high. The same says here in Acts chapter 1:8. But you shall receive power when what? When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. This is after the ascension. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria until all the end of the earth. Now Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, he made a deal to his disciples. He made a deal to the believers. Maybe he has blood compact with them, you know, that he promised that the Holy Spirit will come upon them to comfort them and empower them to do the great commission that he left for them. They cannot do this alone by themselves. I cannot preach here by my own self, by my own strength and power, but only with the power, with the strength of the Holy Spirit. Unless he ascended to heaven, they cannot receive power to do such enormous task of preaching the word of God powerfully. Now, for the last 3 years of Jesus' life on earth, the disciples saw Jesus do the ministry. Yes, they worked side by side. They worked hand in hand with Jesus Christ and the disciples, his disciples. Several times Jesus rebuked them because, one, because of their weaknesses. Number two, because of their lack of faith. And now that Jesus is about to leave them, and that they would not see Jesus anymore, what do you think they would feel at this moment? What do you think they would feel at this moment? I believe they felt the aura of sadness. The aura of sadness. I believe they felt the aura of powerlessness. The aura of missing someone. The aura of sorrow. Because Jesus Christ slowly, slowly disappearing from their eyes. I don't know about you. Have you ever remember the time you left your country of origin to come here in Canada? How did you feel while leaving your home and your family? How did you feel while leaving your husband, your wife, and your children? And while the airplane is on the runway and about to fly, what were you thinking? Or emotionally, what were you emotion at the time? And I believe maybe you feel uncertainties. When you arrive here in Canada, you don't know what will be going on to your life. Maybe at that time you already miss your someone, your family. And I believe so. Right now, you feel that feeling right now. This is what were the feelings right at the time. But you know what? And so Jesus reassured the disciples and believers of a comforter and empowerment through the Holy Spirit, because he will be in physical absence later on. That's the reason why they preach the gospel powerfully, with deep conviction. And so many were converted to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that promise of the Lord Jesus Christ that has come upon them after the ascension, after 40 days. So, brothers and sisters in the Lord, we would continue living with this assurance that even though we will be experiencing, or maybe we are experiencing, sometimes difficulties, sometimes bad situations right now, we can overcome. We can rise above these difficulties. Why? Because of the promise of God, the Holy Spirit, that within us. More than that, thirdly, more than that, the ascension of Jesus prepares the imparting of the spiritual gift among the believers. It prepares us the imparting of the spiritual gift. Because in Ephesians 4, if we are going to look at our Bible in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 and 12, again, but to teach one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. And then what? And gave gifts to men. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And then after that, he gave all things, or the gift, and that is, he himself gave some to the apostles, some to the prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the purpose of what? In verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Well, the same verse also, or the same teaching is being taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, that says, affirms this third truth that says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of, for the profit of all. And after that is the enumeration of the gift of the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, the ascension of Jesus Christ and the consequent of outpouring of the Holy Spirit made possible the numerous gift of the Spirit toward the church for the edification, for the equipping of the saints. You see, Jesus, even in heaven, he has been working, distributing gift among God's children, among the believers, for the good of the church. Yes, he was sitting there. He has been sitting there for a long time. But you know what? He is also sending, distributing gift or gifts to all the believers. And they can be useful in the ministry of the church. Yes, it made possible when Jesus ascended back to heaven. That is the importance of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. How important it is. Fourthly, the ascension of Jesus stamps God's approval of finished redemptive work. This is very, very good. The ascension of Jesus stamps God's approval of finished work or finished redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in Hebrews 1:3, if we are going to open our Bible, in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, what next? Sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. What does it mean for all of us? Colossians 3:1 also says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Sitting at the right hand of God. Now, if you open in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, the same idea you can find there. It says, therefore, God also, what? Has exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess someday. Everyone should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, what does it mean for all of us? That Jesus Christ is sitting right now in the right hand of the Father. Now, the fact that Jesus Christ is sitting right now in the right hand of the Father, He was exalted on high. Now, it is enough to conclude that his work on earth, number one, his work on earth, his sacrifice and his death was accepted by God himself. The reason why he is sitting there, he has been sitting there for a while, for many years, for thousands of years, that his work, his mission, his death, his sacrifice here on earth while he was living was accepted by God himself and put a stamp. It is finished. No more adding. It is finished. That means no more sacrifice. No more killing of animals, because it is finished. No more dying there, because it is finished. Now, many people try to add on what Jesus Christ did on Calvary. They do penance. They make their lives so hard, so that they can say, you know, their hard work, their difficulties is worth heaven. Well, last week, we had the celebration of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, during that Good Friday, you know. Many people, they try to hurt themselves, saying, this is my yearly, panata. No, every year, they would hurt themselves. Blood came out from their back. But then after they hurt themselves, after they're doing that, they come home doing the same thing again. And hoping next year, he would have that opportunity again to do like that too. Now, Jesus Christ said, it is finished. No more shedding of blood. No more sacrifice needed to satisfy the wrath of God. No more blood is needed to offer to God as a payment for our sins. What Jesus Christ did there on the cross is enough to pay our sins. No more good works would qualify us to enter heaven, brethren of the Lord. I don't know about you. This truth gave confidence of my salvation, knowing that Jesus Christ is there, up there, waiting for me to welcome me. Because he was there, he ascended to heaven. I am assured of my place in heaven, not because of my good works. I am assured of heaven, not because I teach Sunday school. I am assured of heaven, not because I preach the word of God. I am assured of heaven, not because I am a good person. I am assured of heaven because, in the first place, I trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, who redeemed me from all sin and who had gone ahead to heaven and wait for me. And someday, 101,000%, I will meet him there. In heaven. I don't know about you. Friends, I don't know about you. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ last 1994. On that day that my friend asked me, you know, he said to me, are you sure that you're going to heaven in spite of, you know, in the midst of your doing your best for the church, being a knight of the altar of the church, are you sure now that you're going to heaven? And you cannot say yes. Because if I'm going to look at my performance in the church, still, in my intuitive idea, not enough to go to heaven. So he said to me, you know, the best way, the sure way that you can make sure of your salvation is that you have to trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior, seeing that you need him, seeing that you are sinful, based on Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. He made that introduction. Have you ever heard the four spiritual laws? Then that was a starting point of my spiritual journey. Well, let us just pause for a moment at this time. Hearing the word of God, being our mind conditioned, you know that you need God. You know that you're a sinner, because the Bible said, there's no one who is righteous, no one. For everyone, sin against him, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And because of your sin, you need a Savior. You need to be saved. And that Jesus Christ alone died on the cross. He rose again from the dead. He ascended back to heaven. And right now, he is waiting for anyone who would come to him in faith and trust. He's waiting for you. It is our prayer that before it's too late, you would put your faith and trust in the person and in the work of Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven, indeed, O Lord, you prophesied, you foretold many things, even from the Old Testament, from your old book. And right now, once again, we heard the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ in the place where he was before. Lord, thank you so much that it is a proof that indeed there is salvation. It is a proof, O Lord, that indeed there is heaven. It is a proof, O Lord, that there's power available for us to be used to preach, to serve you in a mighty way. Thank you so much, O Lord, for that resources, sure and secure. And so, if we humble enough to embrace this, victory in Jesus, O Father. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so shall we open our Bible in our hymn, in hymn number 234. 234, crown him with many crowns. Shall we all stand, please? Hymn number 234, crown him with many crowns. Ready, sing.
Crown him with many crowns.